back to Sports Saturday on TSN 1040. Here's your host, Andrew Wadden.
Welcome back to Sports Saturday. Your weekend starts here. J.D. Burke just walked in the studio making me laugh. If you missed any of the show so far, Scott Wheeler just joined me from The Athletic. He's the national reporter, NHL draft and prospects. Of course, we had Jeff Patterson in the first hour as well. If you missed any of that, we'll have it up in podcast form at the end of the show. Asa Raymond from One Soccer is going to join me in just a moment. We're going to focus on a few things. We're going to talk about Liverpool winning the EPL, Alfonso Davies and the massive success he's had in Germany this year as a rookie, the MLS walking into a potential hornet's nest, perhaps, with the MLS's back tournament in Orlando, and what's happening with the Canadian Premier League as well. The National Women's Soccer League has kicked off, and we had today players kneeling during the national anthem as well. A few players wearing some Black Lives Matter t-shirts before the game as well. So tip of the cap to the ladies for doing that. Asa Raymond now joins me. He's on the line from Toronto. Asa, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad, Andrew. Always good to talk to you. And it was a rare one today. It was nice that I was able to flick between live sports on TV. So, sports is returning. It's a good thing.
Loving that. Absolutely loving that. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a big golf guy, so I've got the PGA on as well here. Let's start in the in England, in the EPL. I mean, Liverpool winning, what, first time in 30 years for the Reds. I mean, just what an experience for Liverpool. And Asa, correct me if I'm wrong, but this looks like a team that, you know, this could be multiple Premier League titles for them.
Yeah, and it really does look like a dynasty in the making. I mean, they're winning absolutely everything. This was the one that the fan base has wanted, the club has wanted, the franchise has been yearning for, as you mentioned, for 30 years, and it's well deserved. You know, we've seen them have success in the Champions League, and seen them have success in domestic tournaments as well. But this is a special one, and it looked as though it was a little bit hairy there for a minute with the pandemic setting in, and whether or not they'd be able to complete the season. But make no mistake about it, so no asterisks with this. A convincing league title win for Liverpool, and what a season for them. What a great victory for the fan base.
What do you think? I mean, you look around the Premier League, and, you know, Liverpool ran away with it this year, Man City in second. But when you see clubs like Arsenal and Chelsea and Man U, you know, kind of struggling a little bit nowadays. I mean, Tottenham hasn't. When was the last time Tottenham won the table as well, right? When you see, you know, big franchises like that, big clubs like that, you know, sort of scuttling along a little bit, like, how are they going to, you know, get themselves back up to that level of, you know, the Liverpools and the Man Cities?
Yeah, well, that's just it, right? Those two clubs in particular have separated from the pack. Chelsea looks like they're making some moves and can make a case for next season. Manchester United has a young group, and they might be coming back as well. But right now, Liverpool has so much going for them, and in particular, it starts at the top with their coach, their manager, Jurgen Klopp, who had success in the Bundesliga with Borussia Dortmund. He's brought that to Liverpool, and they look like a class organization, and it'll be tough to take them off of that top. But, you know, I expect City to be there again next season. And, Chelsea as well, they look like they've made some moves and can make a big push next season. And Leicester City, you know, in third spot, they've been a great story. It's good to see them kind of find their form once again after winning the title a few years back. So some good stories around the league, but Liverpool is the one right now, and it's hard to compete with them.
Let's head to Germany now. Alfonso Davies, like, what a massively successful season for the young man. We're so proud of him here in Canada, but man, like, he exceeded a lot of our expectations. I don't want to speak for you, but he definitely did for me. Like, what's the ceiling for Alfonso Davies? Because he certainly hasn't hit it yet.
Yeah, no, you can speak for me on that one, Andrew, because I'm right there with you. I expected him to continue to develop with Bayern Munich and maybe fight for minutes in the first few seasons, but really sort of develop as a winger, as an out-and-out winger, and be this attacking player. And that's a position that's hard to find. It's hard to find minutes for a top club like Bayern Munich. But because of injury, because of circumstance and an opportunity, he finds himself in this left wing back role. And he has just flourished. He's taken this on, and he looks like one of the best left backs in the world right now. So it's all worked out well for him, and his game has developed. He's added different elements to his game. His delivery now is top-notch. He's able to ping a ball in. He's getting so many assists. He's always had pace. We've known that. His control seems a little bit better. His decision-making has improved as well. And, yeah, he looks like one of the best players in the world now.
Here in North America, the MLS is back. Tournament is, well, scheduled to get underway. Tournament starts on July 8th. Where are you at with this tournament right now? How, you know, concerned are you for the players as they head into Orlando, into Florida, into a county that has been spiking with coronavirus cases right now? Do you think the tournament will even get off the ground?
This is an interesting one, Andrew, and I was sort of torn maybe a month or two ago as to whether or not leagues should actually come back. And I'll ask you straight up, do you think that, like maybe even a month ago, do you think that they should have come back? Because you're getting so close to the next season now, and we have these abbreviated tournaments. So I found it really interesting at the time, but now players are feeling more comfortable. We're seeing it work successfully in Germany and in England now as well with the EPL returning. So I'm more optimistic, and I really want to see some of these leagues come back, and I want to see, you know, games being played. MLS has assured to the players and all the coaching staff that it is safe. Players who are there right now with the San Jose Earthquakes and Orlando, they're saying it's safe and they feel comfortable in that environment. So as more teams, more players get there, we can only hope that they feel safe enough to play.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's the bubble, right? Like, as long as they can adhere to staying in the bubble and do what's right to get this tournament done and get it in, then yeah, I think there's a chance of it being able to be pulled off. Do I think they should be there?
Yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, I would think that I want to see the MLS return. I want to see, you know, money be generated through the league, because I don't think it's the type of league that can kind of, you know, take a season off, so to speak.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think if they can, you know, basically work around the rules, you know, perhaps they can get it in, but it's not going to be easy for the MLS. And let's be honest, there's going to be positive tests. There's going to be. And it's just whether or not they can, you know, make it not be an outbreak. That's going to be
right.
The tough part. As far as what, you know, you cover with the CPL as well, you know, what's the state of the league for the Canadian Premier League?
Well, nothing decided as far as a start date yet. We do know that it will start as a tournament style at a single location. So that has been confirmed. Now it's just a matter of locking down that location. And it looks like it's between Charlottetown, PEI, and Vancouver Island. And I'm hearing that Charlottetown might be the front runner at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at places to be in Canada, you know, it seems like the coasts are the ones that are the best to be in. And, of course, you are a West Coast kid yourself, so I appreciate you coming on, Ace. Great to hear your voice
again.
And, you know, next time I want to talk some footy, you know I'll be calling.
Anytime, yeah. Holler at me. Let me know.
That's Ace Raymond from One Soccer. Ace, like I said, local boy here. We used to work with Fox Sports. Doing their soccer coverage as well, now working with One Soccer out of Toronto. But Ace Raymond, a very versed when it comes to footy from all around the world. JD Burke is very versed on many topics. One of them includes the NHL. He's in studio right now. We'll do the crossover and set things up for Rinkwide next here on Sports Saturday. Your weekend starts here. Keep it locked on TSN 1040.